Before I met my ex-husband, I am pretty sure I didn't have a jealous bone in my body. I mean, there might have been one or two brief moments of jealousy in relationships over the years, but nothing like I would experience with him. He was the type who would stare at other women openly when they walked past, literally. He would even flirt with my friends in front of me. And there would be little tells that not everyone would notice, little dog whistles in a way. For example, when we first started dating, he would say certain things when he flirted with me that maybe they sounded innocent if you didn't know exactly what he was doing, that he was flirting. For example, when I would say, "I'm sorry," he would say, "You're gonna be." And at the time, it didn't seem like much. Now, if you didn't know this was a flirt line, you might just think he was trying to be funny. But I knew what was really going on. And so when I'd witness him playing this game with my friends or other random women, well, it caused a lot of conflict. I wouldn't say anything in the moment because I didn't want to embarrass myself, but later I would confront him about it. And at that point, guess what? I'd be told I was crazy and he would start tearing me down, telling me I was always too jealous and that if I was going to accuse him of it, he might as well just go ahead and do it. Of course, this only led me to feel less secure in the relationship, and it got me walking on eggshells, which is exactly where he wanted me to be. During our relationship, I would catch him in a lot of somewhat compromising situations, which he'd always explain away, of course. It drove me insane. I became so obsessed and jealous that I would actually start to watch his eyes to see what he was looking at all the time. In hindsight, I'm shocked that I allowed myself to act this way, but it was such a pervasive way to manipulate me that I almost couldn't see past it. So much so that it followed me into my next relationship and it caused drama that just didn't need to be happening. I was eventually able to move past it, thankfully, but it took a whole lot longer than I would have liked. Can you relate? Did you have a narcissistic ex who always seemed to want to make you jealous? Did they seem to constantly have random mysterious people to text, or did they spend a little too much time watching or reading dicey stuff on the internet? Or maybe did they have their eyes on your competition a little too often? If so, please know that you're not alone. This is just one more way that narcissists manipulate their partners. It makes you emotionally and mentally exhausted. Something you should know is that if the narcissist is purposely making you jealous, this is yet another form of abuse. But why do they do this? What in the world could they get out of making you jealous? You might be surprised that they get a little more than you might think. There's more than one benefit for them. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today at queenbeing.com. Why narcissists seem to want to make you jealous and what you can do to stop feeling that way. So let's get started. First, we're going to talk about some common narcissist tactics that might incite jealousy. So they might include things like choosing to spend time without you, doing whatever it is they want to do, and then not telling you who they're with or when they're coming back or not telling you anything, and not caring about how you feel about what they're doing and the company they're keeping. They might also blatantly flirt with people of the same or the opposite sex or whatever y'all are into, or gawk at people who have certain qualities that you don't, and pointing them out to you or even just ignoring you while they're looking. They might make you feel invisible. They might constantly talk about their exes and how certain parts of their relationships were so amazing, even getting into their intimate experiences in detail, not that you want to hear it. They might share too many details about their new supply when your relationship does end, or if it hasn't ended, maybe about the person they're cheating with this week. They might make sure to tell you and everyone else exactly how much better their relationship is with the new supply than it was with you, and if you remember back, they might have done the same thing to the old supply when you showed up. They might suddenly change their appearance in some way. Maybe they lose weight or they start dressing a little better. You might wonder who they're trying to impress. You might notice that where they used to give you all of their attention, suddenly now they're starting to give attention to anyone and anything other than you, while now totally ignoring you. This might be their phone, another human, or even certain online people and websites that might bother you. They might be ignoring your calls or your texts when they're not with you, leaving you to wonder what the heck they're doing and who the heck they're with. These are just a few examples, of course, but why do narcissists do this? Why do they want to make you jealous? Well, let's talk about that. Let's discuss the reasons that narcissists enjoy making you jealous. Number one, the narcissist needs to have power over you. You might already know how desperately narcissists feel the need to maintain control over you and other people in their lives. By intentionally making you jealous, they sort of gain control over your thoughts. You become obsessed with figuring out what they're thinking about, what they're looking at. You can think of nothing else. Now, the narcissist has exactly what they want. You focused almost completely on them as you're attempting to be perfect for them. In the meantime, you're torturing yourself and feeling threatened by everyone who seems to have whatever quality it is that the narcissist seems to want, but that you don't have. Plus, making you jealous is just a way to give them extra power to feed their ego. Which brings me to number two, the narcissist needs to feel secure in the relationship. Your average narcissist might seem to exude confidence, but under all of that bravado is often a desperately insecure person. One thing they're desperately seeking is some level of security in their relationships. They want to know for sure that you want them and that you won't leave them. So if they can make you feel and behave like you feel jealous, well, it's one more confirmation that you want them and that you're not going anywhere. This makes them feel secure in the relationship, which is kind of ironic considering that it leaves you feeling quite the opposite. And that brings me to number three, the narcissist is testing you. Narcissists have a way of wanting to test you constantly, whether they're trying to test their bond with you to see how strong it really is, or they're trying to see if you'll retaliate or something else. This is a common reason they want to make you feel jealous. They want to know if you really love them, and if you don't react strongly enough, they'll up their game and push even harder to get the reaction that they so strongly desire from you. Of course, once you do react and they get the confirmation they need, they feel like you really do want them and now you've passed their test. Even so, they're never gonna let you feel like you've passed the test. In fact, they're probably gonna complain that you're so jealous and controlling that they can barely breathe. Manipulation at its finest. Number four, the narcissist wants revenge. Let's just say that someone flirted with you at the checkout counter in the store, or the server gave you free coffee or something at the restaurant you went out to last week. Your narcissist, in their insecurity, most likely felt very threatened by this, even if you didn't react, and gotta help you if you were even remotely friendly to the person in question. This would lead the narcissist to spiral into the need to get revenge on you. If they have any reason to feel jealous or threatened, their first move would be to intentionally make you jealous in an effort to get some sort of revenge. Again, even if what you did was completely innocent, it wouldn't matter. Even just ignoring them while you have to work or smiling at a stranger could cause them to think you're flirting or at least trying to make them jealous. Anyway, you have to remember that it doesn't take much to make the narcissist jealous, which would lead them to try to get you back by making you jealous too. Which brings me to number five, narcissists need supply. It's a known fact that underneath the grandiose front that most narcissists have, they're actually deeply insecure. They have incredibly low self-esteem and they need a partner to give them approval and validation. In fact, many narcissists feel like they can't function without a partner to hold them up. So even if they're not being faithful to you, they want to make sure that you are being faithful to them. Since they don't see you as a real person, they don't see any reason to be faithful, ironically enough. And a sure way to confirm that you really do care about them is if they purposely make you jealous and you react to that. Your jealous reaction feeds their ego and it gives them a sense of pride, a false sense of pride. But this is what we call narcissistic supply, and the narcissist needs it like a vampire needs blood. Which brings me to number six, they need to tear you down. A lot of us do our best to conform to the narcissist's rules when we're in these toxic relationships because we grow so tired of fighting and begging them to understand us. So we kind of numb out and we do what we have to do to get through the days. Well, this can reduce the level of drama in the relationship significantly, and the narcissist probably gets bored. They need something to tear you down about, so a lot of times they're going to use jealousy to incite conflict in the relationship. See, the feeling of being jealous of your partner paying attention to other people, it can be likened to an evolutionary thing. Back in the caveman days, we needed our partners for safety, security, and to be able to have children, all of which are very primal instincts and needs. The narcissist doesn't realize it cognitively in most cases, but by making you jealous, not only are they playing on one of our biggest human fears, as in the fear of abandonment, but they're also giving themselves a surefire way to make us feel bad or worse about ourselves. Then we begin to obsess and research and figure out what's wrong with us, and that definitely takes our focus off what's wrong with them. So how do you deal with this? What can you do to stop feeling jealous when the narcissist is actively cultivating jealousy in your relationship? Truthfully, the best option is to end the relationship and start over. But you and I both know that's not always an immediate option or something we can do right away. But still, outside of simply going no contact and trying not to feel connected to them in this way, anything else you do is simply going to be a band-aid that's going to only temporarily relieve your stress. You have to remember something really important here. Any narcissist in your life, they never have the best intentions for you. It's all about them all the time. So in general, you can try to focus on building your own self-esteem and on not reacting to the narcissist's attempts to make you feel jealous. You can attempt to do a lot of things, but remember, the person you're dealing with, they're just not a normal, healthy person. I mean, just think about it. In a normal, healthy relationship, low self-esteem can most definitely affect how you feel about your partner. But in those relationships, those partners don't foster your jealousy and they don't attack you for it. Instead, they're going to reassure you and support you, and then your jealousy is going to go away in time. time. But when your partner attacks and belittles you for feeling jealous, especially when they've actively fostered that jealousy in you, this should be a huge red flag for you because it is abuse. You've got to recognize the narcissist is doing this on purpose, and you have to do your best to avoid taking it personally. Of course, with that being said, it can feel nearly impossible to stop feeling that way when you're in the middle of it. So again, aside from becoming emotionless and just ignoring their behavior, you can work on your own self-esteem. And if you're lucky in that process, you will recognize that you deserve so much better than someone who would intentionally cause you to feel so small and insignificant. This is not about you. This is about them and their own insecurities. Do you understand? You are not at fault here. Your reactions are fairly rational given the situation. Their behavior is not. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you struggled with jealousy in your own relationship with a narcissist? How did you deal with it? Are you dealing with it now? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.